Welcome back.
We got our boy Jake back.
Jake's back.
I'm
Jake.
That's Jake.
We got him on video this time, so you guys can see his beautiful face.
Welcome.
Hey.
The man behind the voice of two episodes.
Yeah. He carried that podcast.
Yeah.
He carried
absolutely
two episodes?
Absolutely carried it. Thanks. I mean, I listened to him. I couldn't watch him because we didn't have video yet, but I mean, I don't know what it was, but your sweet voice just completely made his sound like some little bitch.
I am a little bitch.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them. So am I supposed to be looking at the camera?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can
like
peek
when
over
I do
if
stuff,
you want.
Or like
you can. It just, I might zoom in on you when I edit it. I might not. I might completely ignore your joke. I might put it in. Depends on how you treat me.
See, this shouldn't be this isn't a fucking, listen to my commands and then you might have a chance.
It's not listen to my commands, it's obey my commands.
Obey.
Okay, this might be the last time I'm on the fucking podcast.
I'm fucking done.
Get naked and twerk.
Too many rules, too little time.
That's one thing you guys don't know. The interview process to get on this podcast, Jake had to strip down to nothing to make sure that he had anything on him. We had to make sure.
No wires.
No wires. Nothing. We don't do wires. Except for these wires. Ignore these wires. They're not wires.
And then, 25 years, actually, of training
to get
to here.
The moment you came out, you're like, listen here, guys. Mom, I know I'm not speaking English yet because I'm a
what
baby.
What was I speaking? Russian?
You were speaking a goo-goo, a gaga.
Speaking that
which
goo-goo,
is
goo-goo,
French, actually. But nice try.
So, did you hear about Jake Paul and Adam Flan?
Ben Askren?
Fuck.
The smoothest segue known to man.
Thanks. Not my first time. Not my first rodeo around here.
Around here.
Yeah, no, Jake Paul, I mean, by the time we're recording this, he is fighting tonight.
He's fighting fucking
like it'll be
tonight.
Out. Like, this will be out by the time it's done with. So we already know their outcome, obviously. We're going to tell you about that fight. It was absolutely crazy. Jake Paul did a handstand at one point.
You know what? I wouldn't put it past him.
Right.
I bet big money he'd do it.
Yeah. But no, Ben Askren, I think, was it the third round he knocked him out completely? Stone cold.
Fuck
yeah, I think it was. I mean, it was pretty good. Yeah.
Smash his eyeballs in the back of his skull.
And that's what we're hoping. Like, I get it. The dude's trying to redo his image because he understands that being a content creator won't last a lifetime.
You know, not especially
a
shitty one that kind of is
YouTuber.
Not good.
I mean, his fans are like 12-year-olds. But, I mean, I watched a video of the whole, like, situation with Jake Paul and the fighting and everything. And
oh, like the interview shit?
Yeah, and, like, they showed him doing his rap career. Like, he's going on tour and stuff. And you look in the crowd and there's not a single person in there that can drive. Not a single fucking one.
God.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's our boy.
Like, but he's like, I'm going to get all content creation. I'm sick of having to do it every single day. And he goes, if someone asked me, which is harder, boxing, training for boxing or content creation? He goes, content creation, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, it's totally. Every day. I mean, I get the totally aspect did. Of you have to be on every day and you have to constantly be producing videos because the moment you screw up, they might leave.
Yeah.
But like, bro. Physical endurance compared to, you know, brain power type thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exhausting, but
that dude's got so much fucking air in his brain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That dude is an absolute fucking knuckle.
Yeah. You could plan with as much money as he has, you could like plan out, be like, all right, got a couple $1 million. Let's plan out for the future for some content. All right. I'm going to buy a boat and see if I can, you know, drive it blindfolded. And, you know, he has options to make good stuff, but he goes, man, piece of shit. Gonna stay piece of shit. Gonna fucking do
I'm gonna fight people.
Stuff.
And the funny thing about that is, like, when he first tried to do this, he was talking to Conor McGregor and he goes, hey, you know, it's gonna make millions of dollars. Let's just do it. And then the most recent one's more of, I'm not in it for like the money. I just want to become a great boxer. I'm passionate about it and blah, blah, blah. It's like, bro, you can't change your image in 3 months.
Tighten your story you up, really can't. Fucking crouton. God, that fucking kid is such an asshole.
No, I mean,
he needs his fucking teeth kicked out.
People forget the things that these guys have done. Like, first and foremost, Jake Paul completely deafened the dude.
Well, yeah.
At like a Walmart.
A lot of shit that he
with
did.
A train horn.
Oh, nice.
Like, and didn't give a shit about it. And then you have his brother, Logan Paul, who goes to Japan and makes fun of the suicide forest.
Yeah, that family.
Like,
the Pauls.
The Pauls.
Like,
hey, you guys want to go to the Paul's house?
And the sad thing is all since their fan base is so young, like, this is what these people are looking up to.
My kids are
yep.
Ridiculous.
Yes, ridiculous. Absolutely. Your
kids
ridiculous.
Are fucking ridiculous. Thank you.
I mean, if I had a kid, God forbid, if I had a kid and I came into my house and I see him trying to do content creation the way Jake Paul does it and just like fucking with people and shit like that.
I'd hit him with a belt.
He's getting his own. It's like, you know what? You want to act like some unbelievably just. You could tell this man had that silver spoon times 10. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. Well, and that's the difference between, like, if you had a kid, like, you're not, he's not going to be raised the same way that Jake Paul was raised.
Yeah, just
like,
fucking be respectful. Don't go to a fucking Walmart, install a train horn into your vehicle and honk it right outside the building to scare people because that shit echoes and that's too loud. Like, do you know, understand what decibels are and how they can blow eardrums?
Yeah.
Like, he's a brain dead idiot. I hate that dude
Hey,
so
Jake
much.
Paul, if you're watching, we're not kidding.
No, you're a fucking big pile of goopy shit. You fucking.
This kid right here will box you.
I'll fucking box your mom.
Look at those meat lunch hands. That's the word? Meat box? Lunch
meat
box.
Look at those meat lunch hands, dude.
Man.
Man, you got I'm some strong.
And that's me. I'm out.
Bologna. Got those bologna hitters, dude.
Got them bologna hitters.
Oh, God.
William Spector's got them bologna hitters.
I would just slap him with a piece of bologna.
Who? William Spector.
I always forget that that's what you call them. That's a good one.
Well, William by the way, Spectra. We decided to give Jake a sweet name too. So he's Alan Chevy. If you want to see him Alan on YouPorn or XTube or whatever's out there, Alan Chevy. He makes great content.
No, you don't. No, there's a lot of better platforms I could use to make fucking content, especially with a name like that.
That is the perfect porn name.
Yeah, I'm not going to go to YouPorn and FreePorn and TwitterPorn.us.
Like, you don't get the choice, though. What happens is you make an OnlyFans. You post that stuff. You're like, yo, I got this sweet video. Check it out. $10. They buy it, right? Like, that's a sick video.
Right.
I'm going to record that, like screen record it, download it, whatever reason. And then put it up on YouPorn, on Pornhub, on RedTube, all that kind of stuff.
I put a trademark stamp on my asshole. So whenever they're watching it, it's always my name.
But that's the thing is they're still going to post it until you find it and take it down. They don't. The websites don't care.
Well, I'm getting people coming to my source when they see,
they see
Alan Chevy
on my ass.
With a Alan Chevy TM just tattooed on your ass.
Dude, as long as they say bad content, good media, bad media is good media too.
Did you say that?
So what you're looking for is any publicity is good publicity.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Thank you.
I understand why you guys adjust on this couch so much. Like, I truly do.
Oh, yeah. It's.
I have slipped off of the back about 6 times. Yeah, I'm over here now, by the way. Because I'm dealing
swapped.
With.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to talk about Ben? Talk about where he is at?
Ben is gone. We fired him because he tried to have sex with us while we're sleeping.
Multiple times.
Usually we'd be okay with it, but like we were tired.
We're just tired, dude.
We had a headache. And it's just not tonight. We weren't feeling it. And, you know, he was like, but, you know, I'm daddy-o. And we said, fine. And then we woke up the next morning and said, you're fired. So.
Oh, dad's in Florida.
Place.
Dad's in Florida. Dude, everyone's in Florida.
Who else is in Florida?
Ben and Taylor Zer.
Way to out them, dude. Wow.
Dude, I hope they're having a good time. But yeah. Our dad is in the Florida.
Yeah, he's checking out some cool stuff and doing some cool things.
Intergalactic-y.
While being safe,
they're wearing masks. Galaxy's Edge, the
Galaxy's
Star Wars.
Edge.
Fuck, they look tits.
Yeah.
And dude, they're doing a bunch of other shit.
I'm surprised that by this point, we haven't gotten a snap of him. Instead of wearing a mask, he has a stormtrooper helmet on.
Dude, yeah. I'm still waiting.
Yeah. Like, I'm surprised that was the first thing he did. Go buy one, put that on, be like, look at my new mask.
Ben, so you know, we're disappointed you haven't put on a stormtrooper helmet yet.
Yeah.
And sent
still
pictures.
Got a couple. Well, he's coming back Monday
night, late Monday.
He's got one more day. I say Sunday's the last, you know, fun day. Then Monday, you know, get ready to leave. And then that's the shady thing about fucking traveling is you got to think about when you go home.
It's such bullshit.
It can't be fun, and then you leave.
So when we were in Cabo, someone did that. Fun, and then leave. The night before he had to leave and have be up early for a flight, that man was so intoxicated, dancing. Ooh. And I asked his girlfriend, like, oof, how is he, how was the plane ride?
Oof.
She just goes, .. rough.
Yeah.
They both were just, because it was the night, they left the night after the wedding. It was Handy.
Oh, damn.
And he, when he goes hard, he turns up.
He tees off, dude.
And he turned so far up the next day, he was like upside down. Like he was done.
Fuck.
And
no thanks.
That kid gets bad hangovers too. And he told, yeah, he, I guess he had a rough one. And then I did the same type of thing, but not drinking. Don't eat sushi before a flight.
Oh.
The night before a flight. And don't overload yourself with sushi the night before a flight from an all-inclusive resort just in case, because midway through takeoff, I called the stewardess. That's what they are, stewardess?
Flight attendants.
I don't know which one it is. Let us know. But I called her over. And I'm like, hey, how much in trouble would I be? Is that the word I'm looking for? How much trouble would I in be? Whatever it's going to be. How much trouble would I get into if I got up out of my seat right now? And she goes, well, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm having some issues. And she goes, what are your issues? I'm like,
in the BM area. And I'm like,
I got some bubbles happening and they need to be taken care of. She goes, oh, just go in there. And as soon as we get to cruising speed, you can come out. And I'm like, where's someone else has to go? And she goes, all right, just get in there and get back as fast as possible. If there's turbulence, you can't leave. And I'm like, all right. So the moment after takeoff, like actual, like the rush of it,
yeah,
is when I just ran to the bathroom. I was in there. It was rough. It was the worst time of my life. Came out feeling like a champ. The next person in line was like this 75-year-old old lady.
Good night.
And
rip,
I just looked at her and I was just like, I'm sorry.
Rip.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. I swear someone else was in there before me.
I just peed.
Yeah.
Robbie was next to me. He's just laughing up the entire time.
Oh, but he was dying.
God, dude. I can imagine. That's my biggest thing is like, that's why I always buy Pepto at airports now.
Smart.
And I take it right before I get on the plane because my body will, even if I don't have to, will make me feel like I have to shit. If I know I can't shit in the next like 30 minutes or an hour or something, yeah, it goes, fuck you, dude. Go sit on the toilet and pray to God something comes out because guess what? We're not going to let it.
But you're going to feel like you have to.
Like I have like paranoid shit sometimes, but only when it comes to planes and long rides. Because I don't want to be that inconvenience or get in the way.
Yeah. And you overthink it and you ended up eating it.
That's just me for peeing.
Well, that's because you pee every 2 seconds.
Too much.
Like a racehorse.
It's fucking dumb. Whatever.
I've seen you go like hours without peeing, and then I've seen you pee like 4 times in an hour.
Yeah, it's super inconsistent.
And this is not probably just like while drinking. This is like...
No, this is just everyday life.
It's everyday life.
I have an infant bladder.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get at me, babies. What's
I got
up?
A big bladder for piss, though. Like, I could hold that shit in until like...
Fuck yeah.
Like, I was telling Dalton, if I... You know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to pee.
Yeah.
And you don't go back to bed because it's like, okay, I have to get up and do this.
I can't go back to sleep.
I can roll back over and go back to sleep for like 2-3 hours.
Nope.
And then I'll wake up and be like, all right.
Yeah. Now I got to pee.
Now I'm going to burst at the seams.
Yeah. I've had that too where it's just, it's an inconvenience. Like that's how I feel like about shitting. I don't want to. I don't want to take a shit right now. I'm not going to.
If I have nothing planned, I love it. Like shit time's my favorite time. If I have nothing going on, it's like I have to sit back, take that shit. I feel relieved. But like at work or anywhere else, it's an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense? It's like, why can't I just like recycle?
Yeah. Or be like, all right, 10 minutes, everything's going to flush out of me and then I won't have to worry about it. If I could determine, be like, okay, 10 minutes, body, listen up. We're shitting.
We're shedding now.
So then we go and I just release everything. So I'm not in that uncomfortable, oh, I got to shit. I'm still fine, but I'm just letting my bowels go.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to worry about it for a while.
So when I work, I actually time myself now because people will make up like, oh, you're in there for like 20, 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, nah, like I'll be like, what time is it right now? And they'll be like, oh, it's like 9:50. All right, cool. I'll be back at 10:01. Well, if you're timing it, then you obviously don't have to. I'm like, no, I'm just going to pinch it no matter what. Get back because y'all hate me.
Because you guys fucking suck chugs.
That's pretty impressive if you can do that. Once it's coming out, there ain't nothing stopping.
No way, dude.
I don't know. I could pinch piss and shit. Like, I could stop midway through. But if like I told you guys, only way I can't hold something back is if a fart's behind it. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Y'all.
Yee. Y'all. Yee.
Let's get away from that. Ben's going to love the editing of nonstop piss and shit
talk. Yeah, sorry, piss and shit.
Hey, Ben, piss on my face.
What? I'm doing some cat and house sitting.
Oh, yeah.
Just pretty fun.
I forgot.
Yeah,
Ambry Bree.
I'm big chilling at their house.
How's it going?
Really good.
Fuck yeah.
Really good. They live in a nice place. They stocked it full of food. I have 20 hot dogs I have to eat.
Dude, they set you up with like a 5-star hotel experience. Yeah. When he was describing that, it's like, I want to take a vacation at Ben's house.
It's a vacation for me while they're on vacation. It's so sick. I got fucking pastaroni. I got tortillas. I got Oreos. I got 2 cats to hang out with. I got beer and liquor and coffee. And dude, it's so sick. And I get to sleep in their bed where... You know what happens in their bed. You know, they sleep pretty good or whatever. I don't know what they do. And they're not married yet. But man, that bed is fucking comfy. They got fans.
It's so big, dude, too.
Yeah. And fucking the cats just like cuddle me for 5 minutes and then they'll leave and then they'll do it again. And then I wake up and they're real inconsistent assholes. Fucking love them to death, but wow.
Ben always talks about how like middle of the night they'll start running around and going nuts.
Yeah. Middle of the fucking night. And I'm in a house that I'm not really comfortable with by myself. And I hear a knock at the fucking below me. And it's just fucking Gideon knocking off some shit on the couch. And I go, I'm sick. I'm in my fucking boxers down here looking for an intruder. Turns out it's just a fucking toy on the ground.
Now imagine that, but you don't have cats. That's how I live.
Yeah. Fuck no, thanks.
I don't think anyone should ever live in that situation. No, you should get fucking ghost hunters. Be like, hey, man. Fucking bust this one.
The wild thing about it is like, did I tell you about the night where my modem kept on going out for no reason, saying it's unplugged?
No, but you did about the hello on your phone.
Oh yeah. Yeah. My phone decided to talk to me after I said hello out loud and it answered back and that was enough. I bumped into a wall and me being alone in my house, you know, I talk to myself because I hate how quiet it is. Mm-hmm. So I bump into a wall. I go, hello. And then my phone goes off and goes, hello, it's been a while. And I fucking lost it. Or that night though, like I was laying in bed, just watching Netflix, just enjoying everything, eating some snacks. Internet goes out. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, no big deal. You have the app on your phone. You bump it. You reset the router that way. Mm-hmm. And it goes unplugged. And then I'm like, I haven't been in the kitchen. That's where my modem is. Why would it be unplugged? So then I'm like, whatever. I waited and it just popped back on. I'm like, oh, they must have been doing like a reset or something. Unplugged again. So I go over there. And I'm just like, well, here we go. Something's unplugging my modem. And I go over there, not unplugged, nothing, completely on. Everything's normal, but it's not working. I go back into my room. It goes off and I hear fucking steps.
I'm out. See ya.
So I just scream. I'm like, I'm not doing this tonight. So I go over there. I unplug it myself. I wait 30 seconds. I plug it back in. It works for a bit. And then it shuts off again. I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to bed.
Not today.
Holy
Satan.
Fuck.
I'm so desensitized to the footsteps I hear that I don't care anymore.
Fuck no, dude. No way.
Maybe it's all in your head.
It could be. I could be going insane. Either I'm going insane or my house is haunted. Either way, it's not good for me.
Either way, lose. Suck. Well, what do you do?
But I mean, it happened at the apartment. It only happens when there's no one around, and it's only started happening since I got my mom's rocking chair. And that's what she used to nurse my sister on, and my sister passed.
Mm-hmm. Is this your pitch to Netflix for a haunted Netflix series?
If ghost hunters, you out there, you want to check out my place, go ahead. I'm going to tell you 2 things. 1, ain't going to clean it for you. Go fuck yourself. 2, the ghosts don't know if they're actually there. Could just be in my head.
I mean, at this point, yeah, I'd watch it. Like, I'm interested.
I should just set up a camera and just watch. Because I always hear like people like never record yourself sleeping. It's fucking creepy stuff like that. Shouldn't.
No way. I'd never want to fucking watch myself sleep.
What if you just like stand up and start pissing in the corner and you never knew about it? Turns out you have this piss pile in your fucking
corner.
Hold on.
I want to know how your nose works, because the ammonia that would come from that, how would you not know you're pissing in the corner?
Dude, I don't know. You're fucking sleep pissing.
I'm just learning more and more that your deodorant you're using must just be ammonia because you're just blocked out the smell.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, you don't fuck with shit like that.
Where did all this piss come from?
But I'm the type that does fuck with that. Like, I will push the limits of what's going on.
I've watched you sleep and it's not pretty.
It's
not,
eyes open.
Yeah. Your eyes are open.
And you're rolling and rolling and fucking roll. No, no, don't. I don't think you should see what we see. I think you should stick to what you know. Just live with some fucking ghosts.
I just got to see if I'm going to get paranormal activity or not. Because if so, I'm going to put on a fucking show. I'm going to set up that camera and you guys are going to have some found footage of Barry getting dragged to his basement. You guys are going to find half my body, like Among Us style, in my basement. And the other half's just gone.
The top half or the right half or the left half?
You're getting a naked bottom half.
Oh, man.
I don't wear pants.
I would assume if it's naked. That's a little
well, I could
redundant.
Wear pants and the ghost could have taken them off and wore them. Casper, the friendly pair of denim jeans.
Oh, fuck. Nice pair of pants, Casper. Dang, dope.
Yeah, well, you got some horny ass ghosts down there. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Well, and it's funny because the other day you had a little incident too where you're like, hello? Who's there? And then I hear him just drop his controller and get off the mic. And that's when Rachel was coming home, but you thought you heard footsteps inside the house.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Yeah, I was when she got home. Because, my headset's on. I'm fucking deaf myself. Yeah. It's so loud.
It's very
loud. And then I didn't turn any lights on. I got dark on. So it was just pitch black in the house. I didn't have any. I think I just had the Xbox light on. That was it.
Just
that light I bought. Glow. And then, yeah, I heard Rachel ended up coming home. And it just was weirdly muffled in my ears. I was like, what the fuck? And I was with him, and I just fucking dropped my headset and I was like, hello?
fuck.
And then I was like, oh, fucking what? Because Iz wasn't barking. I was like, what the fuck? Then Rachel's just, hello? Oh, okay, fuck, shit.
Thank God.
Well, it's losing my fucking mind. Turning the lights on. Babe, turn the lights on.
Like, I'm the scared. First time I was like by myself, really, when Naomi moved out with no animals or nothing. And I hear a noise. I'm just like, oh, that's just the animals. Wait a second.
They moved out. But their spirits didn't.
But their spirits didn't.
Like, I got an old house. It creaks. I've lived in plenty of old houses. I know how the creaks and everything sounds. All right. Those shit don't sound like footsteps.
No, these are not.
And my regular house is very audible. Like if I'm in my room, I can hear things like clear as day everywhere else almost.
You want to know what's funny? I have never been to your house.
Not even a moving day?
Nope.
I thought you were there a moving
day. No shit?
Nope.
Not even one time.
Never. Your mom's been to my house, but you.
Yep. I just realized that. I went, well, where is his kitchen set up to his?
No. I never thought of it. You've never had been
I've
there.
I've never been here.
Think of my house like a U, but the left side of the U is stumpy. So my bedroom, bathroom.
The letter U?
Yeah, the letter U. Okay. And then living room, kitchen.
Okay.
And I have a little bit of an office right there. So like backwards L maybe, a thick backwards L, U. Something like that. It's easy. It's like boom, okay. Boom, boom, boom.
I guess it would be like a backwards L.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I just know my room comes out, I think, the same as the office or maybe a little bit more out. I don't remember.
I'll have to come see it one day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't invite people over just because like.
The ghosts, you know.
I don't want anyone to be, you know, sitting there dealing with what I deal with in that house.
I just want to do it for just for context of when I know when I hear stories about you in your house, just so I can kind of get a better picture.
A little visual.
What's the over doing? Under? He hits his head on my stairway.
I got big money.
Oh, pretty. I think that's. I think the odds are good with a little nog and
I got a feeling
he's
gonna act the same way his mom did in my basement. Nope. Not going a step further.
The fuck is this?
That's
room
like
for?
Ben and Breeze, where I'm staying. Their fucking basement. Like it's fine. They have stuff in there to make it.
Nah, it's creepy.
It's horrifying still.
It's creepy.
No, I'm gonna
wait till you see my spare room down there.
Yeah, spare bed. Fuck no.
That's where the bodies are buried. That's why you have ghosts.
Oh, I mean, dude. I wouldn't doubt it. It looks like a new concrete job in that part.
Ooh, yikers.
I was just fucking bodies buried in there.
Man, you know how wild it'd be if there's a demon in there?
I'd move the fuck out so fast.
Bring it.
Well, the issue is now you got to find it. So worst case scenario, best case scenario, you just fucking tore up all your foundation and your brand new cement. And now you have this big fucking expensive job. So do I want to spend, you know, $1,700, a few thousand dollars on re-cementing my fucking, going, well, that was a waste of absolute time. I'm not even haunted.
what would you do if I had you over? I brought you to the basement. I said, watch this. I took out a crucifix and dropped it on the ground and it sizzled.
I would say, I would be fine with that. I would say, get some fucking eggs. I'm hungry. If you don't have to pay for a gas bill or an electrical bill, your just floor is just hot from demons.
I got to make something holy and it'll burn it.
We could put it on TikTok and make a, we could go viral.
There you go.
What if like,
dude, Honda TikTok things go way viral.
You can make like holy water. They get, they do with like the communion, the bread and wine. Can you make anything holy? Like, can I like grab Ben and Bree's cat while they're gone? You know, listen to this, Ben. Grab their cats quick and like get them like baptized and make them holy or some shit.
No, that would make them Christians.
But I mean, like something in that realm of like, can, because like they bless water to make it holy water. They bless the communion to make it holy.
I want to be honest. I have no fucking idea.
Can you bless a cat and be like, yo, you got a cat? That's pretty cool. My cat's fucking holy, dude. This cat's fucking holy.
You fucking good. Probably. So then, are you saying bring the cat downstairs? And if he starts fucking,
he takes one step
erupting. God damn, son, it's hot down here.
Well, they talk about how cats are like the portal to the spiritual realm.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
They're not.
Oh, yeah.
Blows my mind.
Yeah, they're neither here nor there. They're not really animals. They're kind of human-esque, but they're not. Yeah, there's something wrong with them. They're not.
There's a couple. I've had instances with animals where, like, they'll, like, I was, what was it, a couple years back when I was house-sitting for Naomi when she was out of town,
mm-hmm.
when she was with her parents and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Her dog at 2:30 every like night would just sit in the same spot and stare up at a corner and bark at it.
Okay.
And she's like, oh yeah, it's when like the clock goes off. I'm like, clock wasn't dinging. Yeah, ding for a while. Like,
that's a good metaphor too on that dog. Clearly the fucking clock is not dinging in that clock. There's something.
Well, yeah. But it's like, you think of like, if animals can see that shit. And you see, like, your cat just, like, staring down the hallway for no fucking reason.
Yeah, dude, that shit freaks me out. Yeah, because animals are able or supposed to be able to, like, see it more than we do or something.
I want to just know how dogs can't see colors, but they can see spirits.
Well, I think they can see colors, can't they?
Isn't it great?
It's just, yeah. like, different.
No.
It's kind of like being colorblind or something. I don't know. I'm not a dog expert.
And all the cartoons told me that there were, they're grayscale.
It was either that or they could see different colors than us. Or something about something new and something.
Yeah, because octopus can do that.
Yes,
they got like a million colors. We can't. Can you imagine a color you've never seen before?
I wish. I
literally can't imagine.
Like it just it blows my mind.
Yeah,
it's the thought that there's colors out there that we can't see.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Our fucking eyeballs suck.
Imagine just like we're useless. All we have is big brains. Our bodies suck.
Big dicks. Sometimes.
Speaking of human bodies, actually, just popped in my mind. I saw an article. Has to be fake. That humans could become venomous in the future.
What? Excuse me?
I didn't go any further than that. I didn't want to even click that bait. I was like, no way. I'm not going to give you your advertisement money. I refuse to believe this is a thing.
Like we would evolve into venomous creatures?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That'd be kind of tight.
That would be the best thing to be venomous on you. What would be the worst thing?
Be venomous on you? Like
what you secrete or produce.
Acid would kind of suck.
But I mean, like, what part, like, when you, like, your boogers, you spit, you know, like, when you sneeze, when you sweat, you know, like, what would be the best thing to be acidic as, like, a defense mechanism? And what would be the worst?
I don't know. Doing a fucking snot rocket on someone would be kind of sick. Boom. And they just fucking
sizzle hole
right through their shit. That'd be kind of cool. I'd say that's probably a good one. But, I mean, you know, maybe like, you know, armpit sweat would suck because then your shirts are always fucking ruined.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You know, or if you shit your pants on accident, it just fucking falls to the floor and melts through the floor through all the layers of hell.
I think your pee would be terrible, too.
I think that's a question that
what if you could
answered well.
What if you could control the, like for instance, like a toad, when something touches it, it secretes out its back or something.
And you lick it and you trip balls for 12 days.
Dude, why? We're eating Tide Pods now, but our like parents and their parents' parents lick toads. They can't really say shit.
History repeats itself. Dude, man. I'd want to be always able to... doing dumb shit.
Yeah, oh yeah. I'd want to be like a snake that would fucking bite somebody, take like my teeth into somebody's arm, and just fucking.
Yeah, I think that would be the most useful way.
That'd be kinda sick.
The most convenient way is have like a bite to be your venomous exchange instead of
right into their blood.
Like, yeah, you can control your mouth a little bit better than your fucking other extremities.
Because that'd be the best. And I mean, worst doesn't matter if you could control when it is venomous. But if you couldn't control when it's venomous, by far the worst thing to become liquid, or not liquid, acidic.
Become liquid.
150% cum. Oh, 150%.
You know, okay, I'm going to stop you right there.
I don't think anybody's having kids then.
I thought I was so determined to not talk about cum this whole podcast. I said, this is going to be the podcast. You know, we probably won't talk about cum. Maybe we can get through it. Well, look who it is. Fucking Mr. Cum Dumpster himself.
Wait, we made it 30 minutes.
If you can't beat him, 30 join
minutes,
him.
Though.
It's just destined just to be who you guys are. It's just how it goes.
Okay, yes. Cum lords.
We say the things that people just would never imagine coming out of their own mouths, and like, cum being one of them.
Like acid. Cum.
Like acid.
Because spit would be dope because you could aim it really good.
Yeah.
Like you could do it by biting someone. You could just spit on them. That'd be kind of dope. Also, though, probably the most inconvenient for a self-defense mechanism, tears.
Yeah, that'd be cry. Bullshit.
And just a little bit, just like...
Swiping your face onto somebody.
Your tears don't fall.
But I'd imagine like that article probably has to deal with one, the obvious saliva. Like somehow we're going to get that.
Yeah.
But it might be like our shit or piss. Because we're eating alone might mutate us.
Yeah. Okay, and my piss can get pretty acidic if I'm not drinking any water. There's got to be something in there that's going to hurt.
There's got to be acidity and pee, right?
Yeah. So that would. Logically, that would be the next thing to turn to acid. But conveniently, I think spit, mouth, venomous area would be the coolest.
You know, the funny thing about that, thinking about it, is the things that you'd want to be acidic and not if you couldn't control it are reversed if you could get high off of it. There'd be nothing better than having sex in the moment that you let loose your little army of swimming tadpoles.
You get cum in your mouth or something?
No. When you do it, like for instance, the act of sex, when you're doing that, if you're not wearing a condom, whoever your partner is going to feel that high.
It's a little euphoric. There's a high to
but
it.
But imagine that, like all of a sudden, like you're seeing colors, shit's getting weird, like you're feeling good. Hey, sex feels great. Let's add in another level of greatness.
They're going to make it illegal then. They're going to make it illegal. The fucking DEA is going to fucking bust through the walls. Be like, are you just come? Are you coming right now? It's like, dude, and you're going to get in trouble.
What is it? I think it's Texas has a very old law where like you can't own more than like one dildo or something like that.
I have heard about that. Yeah.
Like I think it's in Alabama where like they call it fellatio, but oral is illegal or something. Like there's a bunch of random.
In Minnesota, you can't give danger dumb. You can't give head while driving. It is illegal.
Well, I think that's just distracted danger driving dumb? In general, right? Like that.
It's a distraction. It's a big distraction.
Fuck, you never heard of danger dumb?
Never heard it called danger dumb. That just made my night.
Wow.
That's so good.
I don't know clap and clout, but you don't know danger dumb.
God, I feel like a fucking idiot, but I'm so happy I just figured out that term.
You're here.
Damn,
now.
Thank you. That's funny as shit.
Apparently it's
danger dumb.
Illegal.
Yeah.
Really? Well,
they gotta catch
in Wisconsin,
you
can't walk into a bar with a chicken on your head.
Yeah, heard about that one.
Like, well, first off, you know that half of these laws were made for because some asshole is just being an asshole and the city was sick of them.
Very
like, that's
specific.
Why, like, we got little Jeffrey over here fucking. He decides, hey, I got my chickens. I'm proud of them. I'm going to bring them over to the fucking, whatchamacallit, to the bar and show them off. Everyone's like, I'm sick of your fucking chickens, Jeff.
See, come on, being a fucking idiot.
We get it. You got all them chimkins and we don't want them.
Chimkins.
We don't want them. And they're like, it's illegal. Sorry, dude. You can't come in. Yeah. What if I put over my head? Nope, write that in. Over the head.
write that in.
Legal.
Leave anything out. Everything he says, put it in the law. Fuck this guy.
Like, I, if I could travel in time, that's the stuff I want to find out. Like, why was this law made? What actually happened to, like, the dinosaurs? We're going to find out, like, they just, you know, they made their own spaceship and left.
Never existed.
Like, dinosaurs actually were intelligent. Who knows? Like, there's going to be, like, weird shit you'd find out. Like, history. Oh, we won the Battle of Gettysburg or something. There's no actual battle there or something. You know, you find out some weird shit.
It was all
shit.
Fucking ear to mouth and like nobody really wrote it down. So they fucking made it up because it sounds good. Do it for the clout, you know?
Do it for the clout.
Is that how you use that word?
Do it for the clout.
Yes.
Do it for the clout. So what? Okay, good.
No cap.
No cap. No cap means.
Or you're capping.
You're capping.
You're lying to me.
Dude, I'm always capping. We know that.
Hey. I love
Mad
you.
Capper.
You know.
I'm just saying, I can't be trusted.
Agreed. Yes, this has been agreed through everyone.
Yeah, we know that.
That's already a.
I cannot be trusted. I can't trust myself to be trusted. I had to drive back for the laptop and the camera.
God, you are okay. I'm gonna just put this out here right now. You fucking suck at time management, bro. You fucking blow.
Yeah.
Why? Give me a small sentence on why you suck.
Well, so how this works is, like, for instance, I'm gaming, right? This is my day right now. I'm gaming.
Time is it? Give me a time.
We're going to say it's 11:30. All right.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon, yeah.
So what happened from...
Gaming. Okay. So I was like, Saturday, I'm going to game with my buddy. He's only online during the weekends.
Okay.
I'm going to game with him. I sent Dalton a text. Hey, you know, ETA, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He goes, all right, cool. We're on our way home. Mm-hmm. About 45-minute drive. I got a shower.
This was at 5 o'clock when he sent this text message out. So from 11 to 5, you were playing games.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Games and cleaning every now and then in between games, stuff like that. And so then I'm like, okay, I got a shower. Shit, shower. I got to run to the vape shop. Didn't plan for that until like I realized I was out of juice.
Yeah.
And then so I take my shit, get in the shower. And it's, you know, one of those times where I'm already exhausted because I can't sleep anymore. Like my sleep schedule is like 3 hours a night. So I'm in the shower. It feels good, right? I'm just relaxed, lathering up, feeling good. Water gets cold. I'm like, I've been in here too long. So I get out of the shower. I texted you. Yeah, I'm out of the shower. And you're like, okay, door's unlocked. I'm like, cool. I'm just going to get my clothes on. Swing over. Get my clothes on. Go out to my car.
It's now 6:30.
Yeah.
So you're in the shower for about 49 minutes.
There's a poop involved in there too.
Okay, you're right. Poop involved. That takes about 15 to 25 sometimes. Yeah. Okay, so now you get out and, oh, what did you forget on your car?
So then I get to my car and I'm like, I gotta put my new plates on. I don't want to drive out to the shop. I want to deal with it. I could do it later. Because I was talking to Dalton, like, my screws are really rusty. I should probably switch them out, stuff like that. And then I realized it's been 3 days since then, and I haven't done anything. So, shit. So I start doing that. Realize that the back ones are screws, the front ones are bolts. Gotta go find a pliers. Take the pliers, get them all off, get everything switched out. Good to go. We go to the shop. I get there, get to the gas station, grab a bite to eat because I haven't eaten yet today. Get to the house. And
and it is now 7:49.
Was it 7:49?
It was probably closer to 7:30.
I was gonna say it's still light out.
Yes, it was light out.
It was definitely light out.
All I'm saying is you are great at doing 2 days of work in 3 hours.
Yes.
You go, I'm not gonna do it. I'll do it when I have to.
Yes.
And it turns out you do that every time.
Actually, to be exact, my trash bins are still out.
God damn it.
So, Jake, there's one thing you need to learn about me. Yes. There's one thing you need to learn about me.
Saturday today.
When I'm not on a set schedule, everything's off schedule.
Ooh, you fall apart.
Yes. 100%. My sleep schedule gets completely destroyed. I just can't get the, like, something about, like, especially like not working, stuff like that, mixed in with a lot of things going on right now. Mm-hmm. Mentally, I'm tuned out.
What if you created a schedule?
Tried.
And it didn't work out, I'm assuming?
Nah, because of sleep.
Okay.
That's the issue.
Okay.
Because if I do sleep, I actually get a full 8 hours or more. It happens between the hours of like 8 a.m. and like 1 or 2, 3 p.m., something like that, right now. I cannot sleep. If I, like last night, I fell asleep at like 2:30. Earliest I fell asleep in 3 months.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you, I think.
And I wake up throughout the night. Yeah. I wake up during the witching hours, they call them.
Yeah, I don't.
And
like
that's when I'm at my most productivity.
Productivity.
100%. I am so active at night compared to the day.
And the issue is with that is that nothing's open and you can't really go anywhere. So you can't really take care of those big main things.
Yep. I drew out and like blueprinted my entertainment center, my headrest. That's it.
Headrest
and whole like bed frame thing.
Yeah.
Got all that planned out other than what type of wood I want to use.
Yeah.
Like, cause I don't know the difference between woods.
The prices on lumber are skyrocketing.
Astronomical.
Well, and that's the thing. Like I end up with a lot of like, for instance, I want to get my driveway done, but no one calls me back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm defeated. I don't want to do anything. You know, it's shit like that.
That's totally like, a legit feeling.
My time management also comes into the fact of I plan for this kid a lot where it's like, like, for instance, we're gaming quite a bit, right? We game a lot together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll hop on games. I'll be on shortly. Just got to take care of this real quick. 2.5 hours later, he hops on. I was on my phone. It's the same thing. So I try to like, I'm like, okay, he's going to get home. He probably won't shower right away. He's probably going to hang out for a second, hang out with Isbean, you know, maybe get some food in him because he's got to eat. Okay, cool. So he's going to eat. He's going to probably hang out, and then he's going to shit before he showers because he's a human being. That's what we all do. So he shits. He's on his phone during that. He's about a 20-minute excursion. I'm like, okay, I got some time. So that's mm-hmm. how I usually plan out for anything with Dalton's, because I understand mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, I agree.
You take a lot to get ready too. Like, I remember the days where you'd be 20 minutes of looking for socks.
It hasn't been a while though, but I used to be terrible.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, okay, I got a little bit of leeway. And he said, you know, if we could hang out beforehand for a bit, whatever. And then that's when it's like, okay, I planned for that. And then I forgot the license plate and had to turn around for the camera and the YouTube things, the laptops.
YouTube things?
I forgot my YouTube. Brain's mush, dude.
Forgot to grab the YouTube and the.
But yeah, it's like my time management is completely screwed when I'm not on a normal set schedule.
Yeah.
I'm a very habit oriented person.
I guess it's a little bit different, but for this weekend when I'm staying over there, like, I don't really have a schedule. Like, I normally like wake up when they wake up mm-hmm. and then they go do something. So that means like, I feel like I should do something. And then I kind of like follow the flow of things. But when I'm home alone with no one there, it's like, well, I don't.
You set traps.
Excuse me?
You're home alone. You set traps.
I was like, what? Right.
The camera. Sorry, camera.
It's all right. Sorry, the audience is just good with
just,
it.
Just, you know, do the thing. Edit me, you know, there.
Yeah, I'll definitely be able to, via edit, move the camera angle to look directly at your face.
Dude, they made a holographic 2-pack. You think you can't fucking put a fucking face on me?
Yeah, I could if I had the holographic 2-pack setup. Oh, I don't think you can get that on Amazon.
Excuses.
You know how wild that'd be? If I could have holograms of me, you would never get a text from me.
Dude, we could have like a star appearance from someone to be on the fucking podcast. Like, and just have someone typing in what they're going to say.
The first celebrity guest I want in this podcast is Johnny Sins, just to make Ben uncomfortable.
Why is Ben uncomfortable with Johnny Sins?
He didn't know who he was.
That's so fucking embarrassing.
You know what's even more embarrassing? Obviously, Jake does listen to our podcast. We talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
Wow.
No, because
on that note,
on that episode, I was at work. I was probably talking to someone during that part.
Specifically, just messed out.
That was before the Alan Chevy days. That was long before Alan Chevy. We give you a pass.
Okay, thank you.
But now that you're Alan Chevy.
Now that I'm Alan Chevy, I'm fucking on it.
I want you to memorize a Johnny Sins podcast.
Deal. Memorize.
I want you to be mesmerized by the Johnny Sins podcast. Dalton Vance, everybody.
Talking is so dumb.
I think our brains are mush.
So dumb.
So
brains, dumb.
Let's cap it there.
What are we at?
Did I use that word right? Cap?
You used it correctly, but in a different context. It's like the word bat, bat, and bat. Yeah, you cap something off. You end it.
Shout out to the clout. Let's get it.
I like that.
That's sick, dude.
Things are lit, fam.
I don't like this anymore.
And let's get groovy with it.
End it.
All right, all you hip kids out there.
Man.
Let's do it. All right. See you later.
Goodbye. I love everybody.
Bye, I love you.
Like and subscribe.
Oh, fuck. Like or shit. Talk to us.
Fuck off.